Bottom of the hour is Get Well Wednesday. And Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by Crest Pro Health. Smile. Crest wants you to show us your family pearly whites. And you can win a getaway to our family reunion this Labor Day weekend in Orlando. Go to blackamericaweb.com to submit your family's best smiles for your chance to win courtesy of Crest. Our doctor today is Dr. Jen, board-certified family physician and assistant professor at Rowan University. Dr. Jen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And it's time to talk about immunizations, but we're talking about immunizations for adults.
That's right. Even though it's almost time for back to school, it's important for adults to know what vaccines they need. And a lot of adults, we don't even think we need shots, but actually
right.
we do.
We do?
Yes, we do. Yeah, there's a few that I wanted to mention just to kick us off. I mean, and I don't know if you guys have heard of these or have gotten these yourself, but of course, well, certainly most people have heard about the yearly flu vaccine, okay? We know that we should be getting that every year. But there's also the tetanus vaccine that we should be getting every 10 years.
There's still tetanus around?
Yeah, well, there could be. If we didn't get vaccinated.
Or the tetanus, as we used to say down south.
Tetanus. And actually, one of the vaccines that covers tetanus that we should be getting is called the TDAP vaccine, Tdap. That's one that not only has tetanus in it, but also protects us against pertussis or whooping cough. And a lot of people say, well, just like Tom, what you just said, is whooping cough even still around? But actually, some of these conditions are on the rise because our vaccines and immunization wears off. So that's one we should be talking to our doctor about, definitely.
I know when we went to Haiti, we had to get a succession of shots, and it was a lot. But you have to be reminded, and maybe when you're taking your children to get theirs, it's a good time for maybe some of the pediatricians are asking the parents, when was the last time you had yours?
Well, then that's really important, especially with pertussis, because a lot of times kids will get whooping cough from adults when our immunity has waned. You know, have you guys seen the shingles vaccine commercials on TV, the Zostavax? Yeah, so that's another vaccine, actually. That's a vaccine that just came out in the last few years, and it protects us against shingles, and usually you get that around the age of 60. So, you know, once again, that's another vaccine that you don't get as a kid. You actually get at the age of 60, sometimes a little bit younger.
And I know a couple of people around that age who have shingles.
What do they say about it?
They didn't get
they didn't get the vaccine.
They didn't get the vaccine.
Yeah. And, you know, shingles can be painful. I don't know if any of you have ever had shingles. I've actually had shingles myself. It's painful.
Really?
Yes. It can be very painful. It can burn. And so it's an important vaccine to get if you're 60 or over. What about the pneumonia vaccine? This is also a vaccine that you're probably seeing on commercials nowadays. Mm-hmm. The PCV13 Prevnar or pneumococcal vaccine.
Yes.
This is important because a lot of people say, wait, Dr. Jen, is that the flu shot? I said, no, it's the pneumonia shot.
Now, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so we have a vaccine to protect us against a certain type of pneumonia. Now, this shot, again, is not for kids. This one's for adults, usually age 65 and above. But depending, you know, if you've got asthma or diabetes or heart or lung problems, you might need to get it before the age of 65. So, you know, these are shots I really want everyone to be asking their family doctor. Like, hey, doc, what shot should I be getting? Because that's super important, that pneumonia vaccine. And that will not make you sick if you get
sounds
it. That's
like
another
you need
question.
All five. Sounds like
you
need take
all these shots at one time?
Yeah, can you get them all done in one
shot? You get them all at one time?
So
one
I don't recommend you get them at one time. I think many
can
of
you
them
mix
you can
them
probably
up?
you can mix and match. I'll give maybe two vaccines at a time. It's just for patient comfort. And remember that there can be side effects from just getting a vaccine.
Like,
it's not that the vaccine.
Like, what are the side effects?
So anytime
and don't,
you get
and
a
don't
shot,
talk fast.
Okay.
Like they do on those commercials.
Anytime that you get a shot, right, you can get pain at the site of the injection. It can become hot. It can become painful. You can sometimes get a little lump or a knot. A vaccine I was also going to mention, for example, is the HPV vaccine. This protects us against the human papillomavirus, which is a main cause of cervical cancer and genital warts, et cetera. Well, I actually got that vaccine when I was in my 20s, and I remember after I got the vaccine, it's a course of three shots that you get over 6 months. After I got the vaccine, it was a big
knot. Who takes a shot better, men or women?
Both. Both men and women should get it. And remember, HPV is transmitted by skin-to-skin contact.
He means who's the most
childish? No, who cries the most? Who's the most childish?
Oh.
Men or women?
Well, it's probably definitely got to be men.
Oh, I says a woman.
I was going to say that.
I knew the woman was going to say that.
She's right. The doctor knows best.
Well, you know, you can count me in on that, Flair. I'm talking about the screen.
Like a white woman in a horror picture.
I just put alcohol on your arm. Shut up.
Questions for Dr. Jen about adult immunization shots at 646-4464. She'll text you back.